This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
One of the programs that looking to turn the corner in 2023, we talk about the Florida Gators all the time, the athletes that they have. I mean, they're getting better and better. The recruiting process has picked up. Coach Napier feeling really, really comfortable in his job, and somebody who really is right on top of it at all times. One of my good guys, a guy that I had finally had a chance to see a couple weeks ago at the Under Armour camp and in the Orlando area, Corey Bender is kind of enough to join us this evening. Corey, thanks so much for taking the time, and it was great to see you after not seeing you for a while.
Yeah, absolutely, Larry. Thanks for having me on, and I know you and I are always all over the state, so it was good to finally cross paths and definitely have some FaceTime again, man. It's always a pleasure seeing you, bud.
Yeah, you're the hard worker. I always kind of gravitate towards where you're at because I know that's where the good athletes will be. But talk about the recruiting. Florida seems like they've really picked things up. Obviously, the recruiting staff is ready to get going. The spring football, you know, is a time, as we just talked to Coach Mike McIntyre from FIU. Spring is so important. You know, in the process and the recruiting process, the kids come on campus, get a chance to see the coaches, the way they work, check out the roster to see how they fit in. Talk about that.
No, absolutely. And you know, this Florida staff, I mean, since the dead period was lifted at the very beginning of March, each weekend, this week during spring break, but the other weekends, I mean, it's been jam-packed on campus where a lot of these four-star and five-star guys have, you know, wasted little time scheduling visits with Florida. And, you know, right now they have a top three recruiting class. I know it's still very early, but, you know, they have one of the top quarterbacks in the country committed to DJ Lagway. You know, you got Darius Hayes, Miles Graham, who are both committed to playing the Under Armour All-American game, both big-time linebackers. And a guy down your way, Chauncey Bowens, the running back out of the Benjamin School. So they have it's a four-man class right now, but they're trending with a lot of other guys, a lot of big names like you mentioned before, are heading to campus, you know, this March and April. So I think right now, I mean, a lot of people pointed that this 2024 class could be a special one for Florida. And, you know, they're getting to show their on-field blueprint to a lot of these kids. I mean, it's one thing kind of telling kids over the phone, this is what we do as a football program. But for them being able to see it in spring practice, that's had a big effect on these kids as well.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, and you keep busy. Obviously, you have to keep the pulse of what's going on recruiting. Also, you're checking out, you know, what the current team's doing. And this spring alone, they've got a lot of spaces to fill. You know, obviously, quarterback situation, one of the leaders on the team offensively, you know, is departing and going into the NFL, plus of a lot of other positions. What are you looking for this spring? What needs to be accomplished for the Gators, you know, heading into summer?
Yeah, I think obviously you just have to start at quarterback just because you're replacing a top draft pick in Anthony Richardson. I mean, you got Graham Mertz, who transferred in from Wisconsin over the offseason. Jack Miller is entering his second season with the Gators, and he played in the bowl game. So there's still a little bit of uncertainty at quarterback, and obviously we know that's the most important position. I think, you know, they're going to really rely on running back, the rushing attack this fall. I mean, they have one of the better rushing attacks, I think, in the country with Montrell Johnson and Trevor Etienne, and you have some other guys behind them. So that running attack is going to be a big strength this fall. But quarterback and even receiver, too, they're replacing a lot of guys. You know, I think Ricky Pearsall, he's the transfer that came in from Arizona State before last season. Him returning to the program was a big boost. You know, I mean, other than that, they have talent on the team, but a lot of unproven talent, a lot of guys that haven't really seen much college experience. So I think this year it's kind of one of those seasons where you know, it can go either way. I mean, if some guys step up and kind of exceed their expectations as far as the roles they're going to play, I think Florida can win, you know, a good amount of games. But, you know, based off right now, it's definitely – don't want to say a rebuild year. But at the same time, there's just a lot of uncertainty, especially on offense right now. And, you know, defense, it's Florida. They're always going to recruit well, but it's one thing, sure, you know, stepping in the SEC and proving it on the field, especially when you're a young guy. So a lot of anticipation in Gainesville right now, and understandably so.
Yeah, no doubt. Corey Bender joining us. His website is awesome. His network is really growing quite a bit. You take a look at the what's coming up during the summer, and obviously they have great camps. I mean, and they have kids, whether it be their 7-on-7 events, or, you know, you take a look at some of the camps, the individual camps, the line camps and stuff. They've always really attracted kids. And the best thing about them, and probably Florida State too, is they not only get the marquee schools and the teams from the state, but they're close enough proximity-wise to Georgia and to Alabama and to North Carolina to get some of those top players in. Last year when I was there for their summer camp, they had 7-on-7, and then the next day they had a team camp. And I was amazed at how many schools weren't from Florida that were there. Yep. I mean, you had Coffee County, Georgia, and your Brooks County, and you had teams from North Carolina and team from Alabama. How important is that in the overall recruiting process, Corey?
No, absolutely. I think with Florida, I mean, you always want to get your best guys in your backyard. I mean, the state of Florida, I mean, is enough to, as far as loading up your roster of top-notch guys. But Florida really focuses on Georgia and Alabama as well. Louisiana, too, because a lot of those staff, they came from Louisiana, a lot of ties there. So, and like you said, when you see a lot of these Florida camps, there's a lot of connections built in the past, and a lot of these coaches have really good relationships with those coaches in Louisiana as well. So when you go with these, I think for Florida, it's big. I mean, because last summer, I mean, I remember they had one of the Fairburn schools in Georgia, Fairburn Hughes, and they had about 4 or 5 blue chippers. None of them went to Florida, but they're all legitimate targets. Guys, they offer right when they got to campus. And it's not, I mean, and that's the beauty of it. A lot of, there's so many connections from the staff from their time in the Bayou State, and with them focusing on Alabama and Georgia as well. I mean, it's a well-rounded display of talent out there in Gainesville. And especially this cycle, they're really, the state of Florida is loaded year in and year out, but the staff really focuses on the Southeast as a whole. So in addition to offering guys at these camps, it just gives them the opportunity to kind of grow closer with them too. I mean, it's just another unofficial visit, and a lot of these kids, you know, especially the out-of-state kids, plan on coming back to Florida for an official too. So, I mean, you're evaluating talent, you're having fun and running your camps, but it's also a huge recruiting opportunity as well.
Yeah, you make a great point, you know, because even though those kids from Fairview or Fairburn or whatever schools that come in, they may not have seniors, but they may have underclassmen that go, oh, man, that was pretty neat. You know, I'm going to come back next year. And then all of a sudden, they start a friendship with the coaching staff, and before you know it, they're on the recruiting list. Corey Bender joining us, Gators Online on the On3 Sports Network. And you look at next year's schedule, and obviously it's always a tough schedule because it's in the SEC, but a little bit of return match for Utah. They open up on a Thursday night in Salt Lake City, which will be a nationally televised game. Obviously, games at Kentucky is not going to be easy. Another game I kind of circled is the LSU game. That's not going to be easy. Trip to South Carolina, that's never easy. And the big one up in Jacksonville against Georgia. Talk about that schedule, because, you know, I guess the one thing you could say is that their schedule is always competitive because of the fact that they get a chance to play that SEC schedule. But you add in Utah and Florida State to that mix, and you have two more nationally rated teams. Talk about that.
No, I mean, you look at their schedule, man, it's definitely really difficult. I mean, going to Utah at the beginning of the year, especially with a new quarterback in place, that's a toss-up game, you know, as you look at it then. I mean, Tennessee at home, we all know what type of year Tennessee had last year. You know, a few games, obviously, sprinkled them with Charlotte, Vinny State early on, those will definitely probably be wins. But then you have road games, like you said, Kentucky, South Carolina, LSU in Missouri, and then Georgia's neutral site. And that's part of the reason why I kind of said Florida. I mean, it's a rebuild year in terms of, you know, filling up, you know, key positions with departures from the previous season. But, man, I mean, it doesn't really stack up well for Florida during this type of a season where they're replacing guys. So it's a really important year for Billy Napier. I know a lot of people have kind of grown impatient with the program as far as like, hey, they should have, like, when they lost to Vanderbilt last year and the games they thought they should have won. So it'll be interesting. That's why the Graham Mertz from Wisconsin, the quarterback transfer, he is such a key name right now in the discussion when you talk about Florida football, because I mean, they need to bring in a guy who can step right in and really kind of take over that offense. And he does have plenty of experience, though. I know a lot of people look at his touchdown-interception ratio. And, you know, the guy has played a lot of games for Wisconsin. So at least you're getting a guy who's played in the big-time environments. I think that's the biggest thing, especially with the amount of away games Florida has against SEC teams. So hopefully that fares well for him. And, you know, and then obviously you have one of the best quarterbacks committed in the 2024 class, but we all know that's a couple of years away at minimum. So, we'll see how it all plays out, but it's not a favorable schedule for Florida when you're changing a lot of positions like that.
No doubt. Corey, let everybody know how they can follow you online as well as on your on the website as far as social media as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. GatorsOnline.com. And same thing as far as the Twitter handle, at Gators Online, and then myself is Corey_Bender. And yeah, definitely link up with us over at the website. A lot of spring football content coming out. We got baseball, you know, football recruiting's nonstop. So if you're a Florida fan and you haven't checked us out, we're writing some outstanding promos that I think you guys will definitely like.
Good stuff. That's Corey Bender. He's going to be a lot. You're going to hear him a lot in the off season with us. He'll be updating things, especially during the spring and into the summer. Corey, thanks so much, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thanks so much, Larry. Have a good night, bud.
You too. Corey Bender brings it strong all the time from Gators Online.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.